a half. July corn, 475 and three quarters, down 1.5. September, 474, down 1.5. December, 473.5, down 2.25. March, 482.25, down 1.75. July, 15, 493.75, down 1.75. July soybeans, 14.93, up 7.75. August, 14.29.75, up 5. September, 13.01.25, up 8. November, 12.44.75, up 6. Let's go out to March of 15 at 12.55.5, up 6.5. July soybean meal, 497.40, up $6.90. August, 470.50, up 5.70. July soybean oil, 39.98, down 44. June line cattle, 139.17.5, down 22.5. May feeders, 188.75, up 27.5. And June lean hogs are 119.30, and they are down 7.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Oh, look at them feeder cattle. August feeder cattle, 196.52.5. Are they on their way to $2 a hundredweight or better?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how fast do you think they can get to $2?
So you're in the camp. They are headed there then, eh?
I think we've got a great chance. When, you know, we get this close, why, as you're knocking on the door, why, you got to try some of these things that way. But, boy, that's tremendously high-priced hamburgers. McDonald's are going to have to raise their prices, aren't they?
In fact, I mean, if you look at some charts and you look at some counts, a fourth wave count is way up there at 2 at 11, and that's probably not out of the realm of possibility at some point this summer.
You know, how high is high when we come to some of this, and where are we going to have just some resistance from the public that says, you know, at this price, I'm not going to eat much beef. But, you know, all in all, like you said, $200 is awful close.
Demand has been good, especially foreign demand.
The foreign demand has been extremely good. You know, yesterday, supposedly, the rally in the beef and the rally in the beans come from talk that protein is cheap in the U.S. and comparatively to the rest of the world, and there was investing into bean meal, the beans, and the beef market, so the cattle market. So, you know, like I say, it is, it's going to be, the demand is there, and it's good.
So let's go ahead and dig into that soybean market a little bit further. What are your anticipations for that market over the next week to 10 days? Then?
Well, I think, you know, we saw it shoot up. We got back above $15 in the July beans here for just a little bit. You know, basically, but we did touch that again. The November beans got back above $12.50. You know, we saw some sales come in there. A lot of people are waiting for that $12.50 mark again to that have their beans in the ground and looking good and feeling that's a place to sell some, along with myself. You know, we are seeing the export shipments, if we stay at the pace we are, why we are going to be very, very tight on beans come the end of the summer.
Do you feel as though maybe that USDA has had to put that 90 million metric ton number out for imports on U.S. soybeans because it knows that if it doesn't have a significant number there and it did the math, that we might be well under 100 million carryout?
Well, if you're doing a balance sheet, you have to look on what gets you there and gets you there in good shape. You know, as you set up a budget, if you're going to have expenditures, you have to have income to go against it if you're going to have a balanced budget. And the government says we need that many imports. And if we stay with the program we're on, it would be wise that some of the large grain companies would be buying and bringing some beans in here so we have supplies in the country. Because, you know, the pipeline's dry. Farmers can't sell you beans they don't have.
All right, so these beans will not come through China, but then straight out of South America then?
Well, I would think they would, yes. I mean, and we're going to take a look and see. We have turned around a lot that the Chinese crush margins are much better than they were a month ago. Will they continue to take beans if their crush margin's okay? I think we'll see less cancellations than what we're expecting.
So if we're November beans, $12.57 and a quarter. Ding, ding, ding. That's a place that people are beginning to hedge. What would the next stop be?
You know, I think that we sit back and look at the weather. I think you're going to get up to what you want hedged at that point in time. I mean, and then I think that we sit back and we see what the weather develops on here as to before we make some more sales. You know, if they would go on up to 1275, of course, I think we would probably sell another increment there. And then, but if we get that high, I think that then that would be a shot at $13 just because of technical aspects, Dave.
And what say North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin to that 1275 equation?
Well, you know, the big thing right now is, are they going to get the corn that's projected to be planted in those states? We've got a lot of acres of corn yet to plant up there, and we had quite a bit of rain in some of the areas that way. Will they be able when, and will they be able to get in to plant that corn? Will they plant corn with the corn-bean ratio the way it is, as late as it's getting for corn? And could that add some more acres to the beans? And that, of course, would be a little bit negative if we see a lot of switchover in those areas.
Yeah, we're 5 days from prevented planting declaration up there, aren't we?
Yeah, we are in some of the areas of North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and then it comes back down to the 31st in other areas. So, Dave, but yes, we will start in prevented plant pretty soon.
All right, let's turn our attention to the corn market, please.
Well, the corn market, you know, we started out with a little speed here today. We are down just a penny or two here now, and part of that's coming in planting progress. Does look like it should see some giant strides this week. The weather does look good. The early crop readings looking pretty good across the Delta, and looks like the extended forecast says that the southeast, the southern states, should be a little better growing season this year. And with the idea that the El Nino is coming in, maybe some cooler temperatures through pollination time, so hanging in there pretty good on that. But we must remember, just like we talked about with the beans, maybe being harmful at South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin, if they do switch over, that's going to be less acres of corn. So we're just a little bit cautious on pushing corn sales right here.
Does December corn have a shot, if there's no weather scare, at a number north of 517?
There would have to be something else erupt if there's no weather scare along the way. I mean, and of course, the weather scare being that we can't get all our corn planted, number one. Weather scare also being trouble through some other type of the growing season. Then something that we're not seeing yet would have to pop up to do that.
Okay, so then the risk to the downside, is it still a good play for a put at these price levels?
You know, it's not as good as it was a week ago when we were close over $5, but, you know, around in here something isn't bad, but I think that a lot of people have changed their mind on not being as close to $4 as they were just 3 months ago.
Do you think the corn market turns sideways from here? Here on out, we done enough downward pressure, and then we wait until we get to pollination to see what's the next move, or no?
I think we're going to be somewhat in a sideways move, being tugged by the what the bean market does along the way, Dave. You know, I don't, you know, right now we were in a 520 to 480 trading range, and I think now we're probably more in a range of maybe a 460 to 490. So I think that's the trading range we can probably look at going through into the spring without some major new news, whether it's weather or whether it's a rush in the Ukraine.
Does hard red winter wheat at 850 or better change that equation?
Yeah, at 850, of course it would. I mean, you know, that's we're trading 778 here today on July wheat, and that would be quite a run-up in that in your corn-wheat ratio. That could pull it higher.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn, 477 down a quarter. December, 474 and a half down 1 1/4. July soybeans, 1493 and a quarter. They are up 8. November, 1247 and a half, up 8 3/4. July soybean meal, 497.30, up 6.80. July soybean oil, 40.03, down 39 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.